If you would, turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 2. We have a question that came in about baptism, and specifically in comparing the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the water baptism. Are they two different things, or what are they all about? The passage that's given is, the question is this, in Acts 19, explain the difference in the two baptisms, and then they're asking me in accordance with chapter 19. I'm actually going to have you go to Acts 2 first, and then we'll go to Acts chapter 19 and say what it's saying. In Acts chapter 2, Peter is proclaiming the message of salvation, and it is so convicting a message that many cry out, "What must we do?" If you pick up with me in verse 37, it is proclaimed here. "And when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Brethren, what shall we do?' And Peter said to them, 'Repent, change your way of thinking. Let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" Scripture tells us by one Spirit we've been all baptized into one faith, and we know that there is a baptism of the Holy Spirit as well. The text begins with, in reference to the baptism with water. It ends with, "and you will receive the Holy Spirit." What's interesting is you go through Scripture, I mean, if you want to try to get a formula, you're going to have a hard time doing it, especially in Acts. Because if you were to go to Acts chapter 10, it says they received the Holy Spirit and then they were baptized. So here he says, be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit. Then in Acts 10, they were actually receiving the Holy Spirit first, and then they were baptized. And then once again, you go back to Acts chapter 8, and it says that they were baptized and then received the Holy Spirit. So it kind of goes back and forth. In other words, what came first? And Scripture says, you just have to believe. And in both cases, the one thing that is a constant is they heard the Word of God and received the Spirit, and they were baptized, which the water baptism is a signal that you are making a commitment of obedience to the Lord. It is a proclamation, a testimony, that you have decided to follow Christ, and you are testifying yourself to that. The Spirit baptism is the testimony of God saying, "You are mine." So the one is you giving your testimony of commitment. The other is God, in a way, if I could put this, making his commitment to you, in which Ephesians will say, you've been sealed until the day of redemption. How do I know I'm the Lord's? He says, I'll baptize you with my Spirit. The evidence of my Spirit will be, the presence of my Spirit will be with you. Of course, in Acts chapter 19, you see what is happening, in which God is declaring specifically to some who are wandering around, that is to say, to John the Baptist's disciples, and wondering what has now happened. They're actually living way in the realm of Ephesus in Asia Minor. And the question that Paul poses to them is, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? And here again, this is the key. When do you receive the Holy Spirit? When you believe. This is verse 2, if you pick up. So he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? And they said, no, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit. And he said unto them, well, then were you baptized in John's baptism? And Paul said, John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in him who was coming after him, that is Jesus. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of Jesus. And then they received the Holy Spirit. A key passage, if you turn me to, is Ephesians in chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, I think, will clarify this even more. It says this in verse 13, Ephesians 1, 13. In him, that is in Jesus Christ, you also, after listening to the message of the truth, the gospel of your salvation. So what's the message that you're listening to? The gospel. What's the gospel? That Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. Rose again. that you might have everlasting life. When you heard this message, you believed. See what it says there in verse 13? Having also believed. Then, when did I receive the Holy Spirit? Then, when you believed, you were sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance. So the baptism of the Spirit is once again God affirming that you are His. Your water baptism is you proclaiming, I have decided to follow Christ. So it is your testimony to the world and to the Lord. I have decided to follow you. But God has given us His pledge by the Holy Spirit. And as you see in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, you might want to just mark it, that we should not then grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom we've been sealed until the day of redemption. So we've been given the pledge, or actually some people read it, the engagement ring of the Holy Spirit until God or Christ comes again, Revelation chapter 19, and we all have the marriage supper of the Lamb. We are engaged. How do I know? The Spirit of God dwells in me. How do I know the Spirit of God dwells in me? Well, that's the good question, isn't it? You begin to desire the very things that Jesus desired, to please the Father. You'll desire to do His will. And you'll see a change in the way that you see people as well as the way you see God's Word. It's pretty interesting. Before you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you're not really wanting to open up the Bible. You're not really wanting to read it. But there are almost an insatiable hunger and desire comes. The Spirit of God begins to stir our hearts when we do make a choice to follow the Lord. And then we now really want to do the things that God tells us. And we actually love, as John will say in 1 John, we actually love the brethren. We actually like to be around other Christians, where I think before we were probably avoiding them. So there's so many things that change. And the evidence of the Spirit of Christ is now within us. Well, Father, we give you thanks that we've been washed by the Holy Spirit and our hearts have been changed, been renewed as we believed in this marvelous gospel, this wonderful good news that you loved us and that you gave your life for us. We believe that you have died for our sins, and because you have done this, we have everlasting life. And this has changed us. It has cleansed our hearts. We are washed anew. Because of this, we have decided to follow you, and we have taken our stand visually before the world as we have been baptized in water. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.